VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Saudi Arabia's King Salman and twice with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday. They talked about the missing Saudi journalist last seen 2 weeks ago entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but there's been no immediate information on the fate of Jamal Khashoggi. While Pompeo was there, President Trump said on Twitter that he had talked with the Crown Prince, the country's de facto leader who, quote, totally denied any knowledge of what took place in their Turkish consulate. As the investigation into Khashoggi's disappearance continues, the debate over consequences continues as well. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox and Friends that he's all for sanctions against Saudi Arabia.
We deal with bad people all the time, but this is in our face. I feel personally offended. They have nothing but contempt for us.
Now a Middle East expert, John Alterman, the director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
People will treat Saudi Arabia differently, and I think, frankly, Saudis will treat the United States differently. Exactly where on that spectrum between normal and North Korea we will end up, I think, is going to depend in part on exactly what the Saudis come out with the next day or two.
The U.S. imposed sanctions Tuesday on a network of businesses that officials believe support an Iranian paramilitary force that allegedly trains and deploys child soldiers to fight with Iran's powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The sanctions prohibit Americans from conducting business with the network of businesses or its affiliates. Iran is urging neighboring Pakistan to cooperate in securing freedom for 14 Iranian border guards after militants kidnapped them Tuesday in a raid along the border. This is VOA News. The Nigerian government says a second female aid worker kidnapped earlier this year by an extremist Islamic group has been murdered. The women were kidnapped by militants with the Islamic State West Africa Province, a breakaway faction of the Islamic State-affiliated group Boko Haram. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a mass expulsion of an estimated 200,000 Congolese from Angola into Congo's unstable Kasai Central Province could trigger a humanitarian crisis. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Over the past 2 weeks, Angola has expelled the Congolese migrants who were working as informal miners in the northeastern part of the country. Angolan authorities say they want to shut down this illegal activity. But UNHCR spokesman Barbara Balash says the sudden arrival of such a huge number of people has created a chaotic situation in Kasai, which is unprepared to handle them. The UNHCR notes that mass expulsions are contrary to obligations under the African Charter.
The United States is launching a campaign to challenge Cuba's jailing of political prisoners. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The United States plans to formally launch a campaign at the United Nations today called Jailed for What? That takes aim at Cuba's jailing of political prisoners. The U.S. wants the Cuban regime held responsible for human rights violations. In a statement, the U.S. calls Cuba's jailing of 130 political prisoners a blatant affront to fundamental democratic freedoms. Cuba's ambassador to the U.N. counters by saying the U.S. has itself violated human rights, especially in the use of torture, detention, and arbitrary deprivation of liberty at its Guantanamo military base.
On Twitter Tuesday, President Trump called a porn performer that he allegedly had sex with in 2006 horseface. Trump has repeatedly denied the accusation. He insulted the woman one day after a federal judge dismissed her defamation lawsuit against him. Major U.S. stock markets made strong gains Tuesday as strong earnings reports encouraged investors. At the close of trading, the Dow and the S&P 500 were up more than 2%. The NASDAQ, which is home to many tech stocks, rose nearly 3%. New U.S. economic data showing gains in job openings and industrial production also helped to push prices up. Tuesday's more than 500-point gain in the Dow is a sharp turnaround from some recent trading sessions when worries about rising interest rates sent stock market indices down sharply. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.